The EPA's climate proposal would cut carbon dioxide emissions from power plants roughly 30% below 2005 levels. The comment period on the plan was recently extended to December 1st or after the fall elections, as industry groups have been raising objections. But EPA Administrator McCarthy says the proposed rule allows options.
But at the same time, it's also leaving the discretion to states on how to get those reductions effectively so they actually grow their economy and they understand the energy complexities that they have to deal with.
One Wisconsin organization raising concerns about the climate change plan is the state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. WMC's Eric Bott says, for one thing, growing carbon emissions in China may swamp any U.S. cutbacks.
But the costs associated with it are quite significant. Estimated cost impacts in Wisconsin is somewhere between $10 and $20 billion by 2030.
Bott also contends the reliability of electricity in the state could be threatened if more transmission lines aren't built and a planned growth of renewable energy doesn't ramp up as fast as hoped. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.